You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome into the studio from the South Alabama British Car Club, Ben Cummings. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Lori. How are you doing?
I'm good. You're an officer with the British Car Club.
Yes, I'm an officer in the South Alabama British Car Club, and I'm here to promote a British Car Festival that's this weekend, Saturday, October 21st.
I love this. It's literally around the corner from my house. So
great.
I always
hope
walk
to see
up
you there.
And check it out. And then you have another festival or exhibit during Arts and Crafts, too, right?
Yes, we have a showing of cars that is at the Faroe Arts and Crafts Festival.
But this is bigger.
This is much bigger.
Really?
We are expecting about 150 cars. This year we have a we're celebrating 100 years of MG. It was 100 years ago this year, 1923, when the MG Car Company started producing and selling cars.
Now, we did a little research. That's the Morris Garage.
Yes.
Car. So did it originally start with a guy named Morris?
Yes, his name was Cecil Morris.
Really?
And he had a repair garage, and it grew, and eventually he started producing and selling cars.
How about that? But in addition to MGs,
yes,
we have a lot of other
yes,
British cars.
It is a British car festival, so there will be lots of British cars, old and new. You know, MGs, of course, MGAs, MGBs, some older cars, the boxy type MGs, MGTDs, but also Triumphs, Austin Healeys, some Sunbeams. Jaguars, of course, lots of Jaguars.
I'm not familiar. I've heard of all of these and seen most of them, but Sunbeams.
So Sunbeam, it was a smaller, you know, car company, and our club president has a great affection for the Sunbeam. There was the Sunbeam Tiger.
So does it look kind of like an MG or a Triumph? Or
it's yes, it's a, you know, small two-seater sports car.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Very more straight lined.
Okay.
And it has fins like a 1950s. So,
oh, cool. Yeah. So this is going to be so much fun. 150 vehicles. Now, normally you're in the pervious parking area on the side of the church, but is it going to expand further than that? Sounds like you've got too many cars for just that spot.
We are a little concerned about being able to fit 150 cars on the parking lot. The Fairhope United Methodist Church has a wonderful place for us to have the show. It's plenty of parking, we think, and it's nice and shady, so
yeah.
Plenty of oak trees.
You'll be probably in the regular parking area, too, bleeding over into that. So when you say festival, will there be food trucks or anything
else
going on?
We have the 1010 rock and roll food truck.
Oh, that's popular.
Okay, well, good.
Yeah.
I've not had them, but I'm looking forward to having to eat some of their food. We also have a snow cone truck that will be there as well.
Oh, that's popular.
Yes.
And it's going to be in the 70s, so that'll be nice.
Oh, good, yes.
All right, so this is all happening this Saturday at the Fairhope United Methodist Church in Fairhope, there on the corner of Section and Morphy, 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. And we were talking off air, and you mentioned in your press release to me that the younger generation isn't really aware of these vehicles. I mean, we grew up with them.
Yes, we did.
But the younger generation is like, what is that? So it would be fun to bring the kids, the grandkids, and out to see these vehicles.
Yes, I remember a couple of years ago there was a very young child that because these cars are small, they're low to the ground, they're at their height, and this little kid ran up to the car, the hood was up, and he could see the engine, and he said, "Oh wow!" You know, it just, you know, made us real happy and excited to see, you know, the younger generation as excited about these cars as we are.
You could have made a future mechanic or collector.
Maybe,
you never know.
I hope.
That's a great point,
yeah,
because they're so low
that
they can see them at their own eye level.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, the giant pickup trucks of today. These are
right,
small little cars that they can relate to.
Right.
This is an older person's hobby, I guess, you know, because
is it a hobby or an obsession?
Well, I like to say that we are very enthusiastic about these cars.
So tell us about your car or cars.
You know, that's a question that I'm asked a lot, is how many cars do I have?
Your wife is like, no more.
She's very, very patient with me. Yes, of course it started with one, but she got me in the hobby. She had an MGB GT.
Well, how about that?
Yes, and
that's good. A hobby together.
Yeah,
all right.
And then so to answer your question, it's 11 now.
You saw that. Almost spewed my coffee. I was expecting four or five.
Yeah, but only two run. The others are very large paperweights.
Oh, my goodness. And what is there a particular brand that you have an affinity for?
So I am an MG guy. You know, okay. There are Triumph enthusiasts. I'm an MG enthusiast. I like MG midgets, but I also have an Austin Healey Sprite, which is very similar mm-hmm. to a midget.
So is there a lot of buying and selling or swapping or trading that goes on amongst you guys?
Yes.
Tell us about the car club itself. Do you all get together in someone's garage and work together and tinker?
So we meet once a month at a Mexican restaurant and have a meet and greet before the meeting and then, you know, an hour long a meeting. But we do have a like a clubhouse of sorts. It's a fellow's garage. We call it the Garage Mahal. And
I love it. I love it.
It's a big garage, and it has a lot of cars in it.
And so y'all can get together and tinker.
We do. And
so for those that are interested in becoming a member, I suppose is the requirement to have a car
or not have
a love for a car? Because maybe they can buy one of yours or someone else's.
That would be great. My wife would love it if someone would buy one of my cars. You do not have to own a car to be a member. I guess the only requirement is to be enthusiastic about British cars.
Okay.
To love them like everyone else in the club loves them.
But do you often find yourselves, you know, buying or selling or swapping so that someone that does want to join might have a resource right in front of them to start their own collection?
Yes. We have a newsletter, and, in the newsletter there is a classified section. We also have a swap shop. We have an annual gathering down in closer to Pensacola where people can come and sell parts and pieces and, you know, new and old British car parts.
That's helpful.
Yes.
Because you're always probably having to work on them, aren't you? Just about.
It is a hobby, mm-hmm. and we work on our hobby.
I love it. What else would you like us to know that we haven't talked about yet?
There will be, two vendors that I should plug. One is 2U Tires. They'll be at the show. And another one called Vintage Euro. It's a fellow from Tennessee that he sells old British car parts. And so he'll have a display there.
And admission is free.
Admission is free to the public. And if anyone would like to register their car, they can go to sabcc.org.
sabcc.org.
That's right. They can download a registration form, and there is a fee to register your car.
Okay, so even if you're not a member and you're just hearing about this for the first time, you could get your car in if you
definitely
have one.
Okay,
yes. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, Lori, thank you very much for having me.
Ben Cummings. Now, I did find a Facebook page that that has this information on it, but I know that y'all need to. It'd been a while before it's been updated, but you're working on it.
I think our website is more current than the Facebook page.
Okay, so you can just Google the South Alabama British Car Club or sabcc.org. O-R-G. Very good. Thank you so much.
Good.
And everybody, go see the British Car Festival, the South Alabama British Car Festival, Saturday from 9 to 4 at Fairhope United Methodist Church.